More now on the plan to send more U.S. troops to Baghdad to help deal with the security situation there. Under the new plan, the president said that the U.S. would enhance its security forces in the capital.
This plan will involve embedding more U.S. military police with Iraqi police units to make them more effective. Prime Minister advised me that to support this plan, he and General Casey have agreed to deploy additional American troops and Iraqi security personnel in Baghdad in the coming weeks. These will come from other areas of the country.
A Pentagon official tells NPR that 400 combat support soldiers who are now in Kuwait will be heading into Iraq as part of this increased U.S. effort. Those support troops would likely backfill U.S. troops elsewhere in Iraq who would then head into Baghdad. There's no sense yet of what the total increase in U.S. troops in Baghdad might be, but there are estimates that it could be as large as a brigade, meaning about 3,500 soldiers. Our Pentagon correspondent John Hendren is in Baghdad monitoring the security situation there. And, John, I wonder if you could begin by talking to us first about the U.S. mission. What do U.S. troops do in Baghdad nowadays?
Well, they've left most of the frontline jobs, things like manning checkpoints, policing, doing first response to any kind of emergency, to the Iraqis. And what they have been doing mostly is raids, rapid response. That is, if the Iraqis can't handle a situation, they come in and back them up. And they're also doing training and logistics, which is supply and infrastructure kinds of things, and medevac. The Iraqis currently have no ability to do that for themselves.
If U.S. forces are to be more effective in curbing sectarian violence in Baghdad, what might they do that they're not doing now, or they just do more of the same?
I think they'll be doing a lot more of the same. They'll be doing more of the kinds of raids to target some of these leaders, some of the militias that have been designated by the Iraqi government, and they'll be doing more rapid response. That is, when the Iraqis come in and they find themselves outgunned or outmanned, as they sometimes do, they'll call in the Americans to back them up. Recently, General Caldwell, in a press conference, he's the top spokesman here, was talking about 19 raids that had been launched here to crack down on death squads. And I imagine you'll see more American participation in those.
Well, we heard your interview, or part of it, here yesterday with General Abizaid, the head of CENTCOM. Did he sound to you like a man who is thinking in terms of reducing the number of U.S. forces in Iraq this year? Or, given what we've heard today at the White House, is there pressure on him to keep the number of troops high?
Well, there's certainly pressure on him to draw down eventually and to keep troop numbers high in Baghdad. And, of course, that's a contradiction. He sounded to me like a man who was going to keep large numbers of troops in the country. That is, not draw down significantly for the near term. One of the things he told me was that we need to get Baghdad under control before we start talking about drawing down troops. And Baghdad is what we're going to be talking about in the near term, not drawdowns.
It's a city far from being under control from everything that we hear.
Yeah, and I think really what they mean by under control is manageable for the Iraqi security forces. I think by no means do they expect a stop to car bombs and other attacks throughout the city. I think what they want is for it to reach a level that the Iraqis can manage it on their own, and that's a little ways away.
And the Iraqi security forces, how close are they to actually being able to take over in Baghdad?
Well, they still rely on the U.S. troops to supply them with equipment, food, that sort of thing. They are able to do basic police work. They've got light armor in some cases, but in many cases they don't even have that. So we expect more light armor to come in the way of Humvees, some light mortars, and the capability to do air medevac is another thing that's upcoming.
It's NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren talking to us from Baghdad. John, thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.